Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing on this February 17, 2019? I am Deanie, the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Whenever you're listening, morning, afternoon, evening, I hope everything is going well for you. Oh, man. So I added some strength training to my repertoire on top of my cardio and stretching, and I got my 5 miles in. And boy, I'm still feeling it a little bit, but I'll tell you what, my posture has definitely been affected. When I went walking today, I felt as I was standing up, I was not slouching anymore. I was firm walking. Like, my posture was firm. I was feeling more confident. I had the good music playing. I actually made a playlist for working out. It's only 4 songs, but the purpose is to play one on a loop, a repeat, for that specific workout. I'm going to share it with Cindy Liming on her Daily Dose of Awesome podcast and Facebook page that she has. I'm going to share that eventually. As I get done with this episode, I'm going to start doing it. But in the meantime, I decided that I wanted to see what it would feel like. And I have to say, when it came to the strength training today, I was like breezing by it. I was doing it. I'm only doing like one set of 30. See, the purpose is to get out of the gym as fast as possible. So got to get the 20 minutes in of cardio, got to get the 30 minutes into stretching. And then when it comes to all the machines, get out as quickly as possible while still making sure that your form is good and that you're not overindulging on your weights. So I made sure that the weights that I was using were I'm going very light. I'm working my way up. Today, I found that my shoulders are my weakest part of my body. They could not handle 40 pounds. So I had to decrease it to 25 halfway through. So my shoulders, I'm going to definitely need to get a little bit of work on. So I'm going to have to do like 2 sets of 30 or 2 sets of 15 and then work my way up to trying to getting these shoulders stronger than ever. But when it comes to the last flaw, this is the last flaw for Deanie flaws, and then I'm going to focus on my strengths. And I made a list of all my strengths, so this is going to be a fun one to do. So I cannot wait to get this done. So this one, this last one is pretty important because I think this affects all of us, not just me, but I think it's a huge thing for some of us. Isolation. I feel isolated a lot of times. I feel that because we're trapped in this whole universe of social media now, I mean, we feel like that we're not catching up as much as we would like, or we compare ourselves too much to other people. You know, one of these things that, you know, I'm trying to learn as I'm learning about this and self-loving myself is to make sure that I don't pay attention too much to what other people are doing. Focus on myself. Other people just watch me and they're just like fully amazed. Nina, my friend Nina, she responded to me after I said I'm going to be doing all this stuff. And she was like, holy fucking shit. And she was like, she's actually kind of jealous a little bit. I can tell, because she's like, I wish I had the time to do all what you were doing. So if you're listening, Nina, I know what you're trying to say. So it's been great knowing that there's people that are like, holy fuck, you're still doing that? Like, how? Like, how are you doing it 2 times a day? So I know other people are watching, but I wish that they would be going along the same lines as I'm doing. But the reason why I consider this a flaw of being isolated is because it's affected me. It affected me for a long time because I felt trapped and I felt like I was in a bubble and I felt like I'm in this dark room and with a brick wall that's separating me from everybody else. I just felt like I didn't have the desire to really do anything, and I gave up very easily. It's just the matter of, you know, when you don't feel like you have the support of people around you, you don't really do much. But then I realized one of the things that I was learning from even yesterday too, I was saying this to myself. I said, what are you doing? Why are you thinking like this? Like, nobody else is going to get you to be successful. You're the one that has to do this, not anybody else. So don't rely on anybody else to try to do this stuff for you. If they help you along the way, they help you along the way because they want to help you. They want to do it. And if you ask, they'll help. I mean, it doesn't always hurt to ask, but don't always rely on them because they could say no. Or if they do say no, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel like you have to give up right away. So I was telling myself that, and I feel a lot better about it than I did yesterday. I felt like I don't need to, you know, rely on people as much. I don't need to have somebody hold my hand anymore. I can handle things on my own. But because I was, like, yearning for somebody to guide me through this just anything in life, I felt isolated because I don't feel like there was that many people that were really willing to extend a hand all that much. But then I was like, okay, well, if they're not going to extend it, then I'll just pick myself up and I'll go out and do it. And who knows, maybe after I start proving myself to everybody, like I'm trying to, then they'll start extending hands. Maybe they will want to help. So I felt like, okay, I'm going to have to prove my worth. I'm going to have to prove that I can be compatible. I can be like a very, what's the word that I'm looking for? Value. I could be a valuable person. There's a lot of things I need to prove. And a lot of these flaws, these 9 flaws that I've had, I'm going to have to wipe away all of them, or I'm going to have to balance them out and make sure that I show off more my strengths than my weaknesses. But talking about them has really helped. And I'll talk about that as one of my strengths coming up, because I know some people were concerned about that I was going to be going down a dark path if I talk too much about my flaws. But that's one of my strengths that you'll find out is when you'll see. But it's been very helpful these past a few episodes that I've been doing these on. So I know it's Sunday, so I know all of you are probably listening on Monday because you were out, you know, having some fun before the work week starts again. But hey, I appreciate anybody that's listening at all. You know, anybody that I reach out to is always welcome here. So I will leave you guys a little bit early today, but I just wanted to get that out. Okay, the strengths are coming next. I'm going to have a lot to talk about here. I got 10 of them. So I'm going to dedicate each episode to a different strength. So I'm going to be doing all of that. Any interviews that I have with people, I'll have to save till after my strengths are over. I recorded something with Cortez Richardson from the Four Pillar Effect, but I will air that episode later on in the future. So in about 2 to 3 weeks from now. So when that's all said and done, I will play that, and you guys will have a chance to listen to what we talked about from a month ago. But I think it's appropriate because it happens all the time. It doesn't have to just apply to Valentine's Day or whatever. So thank you guys for listening. If you catch me on Anchor, leave me a voice message. I'd love to hear what you guys think about the show. What do you want me to talk about? If there's anything you would like me to hear to talk about, then that's awesome. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me how many stars you want and then write a review. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. All of my other podcasting platforms, the links are in the description box, as well as all my social media platforms. I'm doing a lot of stuff on Instagram. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Deany Truths. All you got to do is just type that. I post pictures. I do Instagram stories. I do it all. I mean, people, you know, I pretty much update everybody on what happens during the day, and I post a lot, so you'll be getting a lot of stuff. All that Instagram stuff eventually goes to my Facebook page, which, by the way, I'm growing steadily. I've had a few people follow me on the Facebook page already, so I gotta post a little bit more on there, but I'm opening up a Twitter page. I've got that straightened out now, and I am going to start posting these on YouTube. So I'll start with the Deany Streets episodes because those will be awesome to do. So guys, I will catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening. Arrivederci.